Chapter 18,
Section 4. Two Nations Live on the Edge. Before you read. In the last section, you saw how the fear of communism affected life in the United States. In this section, you will see how Cold War tensions increased as both the United States and the Soviet Union tried to spread their influence around the world. Brinkmanship rules U.S. policy. What was the arms race? The Soviet Union exploded its first atomic bomb in 1949. American leaders wanted to develop a more powerful weapon. In 1952, the United States exploded the first hydrogen bomb, or H-bomb. But the Soviets tested their own H-bomb in 1953. Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. His Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, was very anti-communist. He said America must not compromise. The United States must be prepared to use all of its nuclear weapons against any aggressor. This willingness to go to the edge or brink of war was called brinkmanship. The United States began making more nuclear weapons. So did the Soviet Union. This was called the arms race. Many Americans feared a nuclear attack at any time. They had air raid drills and fallout shelters to prepare for these attacks. Question 1. Why did the arms race begin? The Cold War spreads around the world. What events increased Cold War tensions? The United States was in competition with the Soviet Union all over the world. President Eisenhower began to rely on the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. The CIA used spies to get information abroad. It also carried out covert actions or secret operations to weaken or overthrow governments unfriendly to the United States. One CIA action involved Iran. In 1953, the CIA convinced the Shah, or monarch of Iran, to get rid of a prime minister who was not friendly to the West. In 1954, the CIA took action in Guatemala. Eisenhower believed Guatemala was friendly to the communists. The CIA trained an army that overthrew Guatemala's government. Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin died in 1953. At first, tensions eased between the superpowers. People called it a thaw in the Cold War. But when West Germany joined NATO, the Soviet Union formed a military alliance with its satellite nations in 1955. This alliance was called the Warsaw Pact. In 1956, a crisis developed in the Middle East. Egypt seized control of the Suez Canal. The canal was located in Egypt, but owned by Britain and France, who had built it. Egypt was an ally of the Soviet Union. Britain, France, and Israel invaded Egypt to take the canal back. The Soviets threatened to bomb Britain and France. The United States threatened to retaliate. War was prevented when the UN imposed a ceasefire. During the crisis, Eisenhower issued a warning known as the Eisenhower Doctrine. It said the United States would defend the Middle East against communist attack. In 1956, the people of Hungary rose in revolt and called for a democratic government. The new government promised free elections. But when the Hungarians asked to leave the Warsaw Pact in 1956, Soviet tanks rolled into Hungary. They crushed the reform movement. Many Hungarian reformers were killed, and others fled the country. Question 2. How did hostilities increase between the United States and the Soviet Union during the 1950s? The Cold War takes to the skies. What was the missile race? The Soviet leader, Nikita Khrushchev, came to power in the years after Stalin's death. Unlike Stalin, he believed communism could triumph through peaceful means. On October 4, 1957, the Soviets shocked the world by launching Sputnik 1. It was the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth. American scientists also worked hard to catch up. The first attempt to launch a U.S. satellite was a humiliating failure. On January 31, 1958, the United States successfully launched its first satellite. Meanwhile, the United States had been flying spy missions over the Soviet Union. The CIA used U-2 aircraft that flew so high they could not be shot down, or so the Americans thought. On May 1, 1960, a U-2 spy plane was shot down over the Soviet Union. The pilot, Francis Gary Powers, was captured and convicted of spying. However, he was soon released in exchange for a Soviet spy. This U-2 incident happened right before a meeting between Eisenhower and Khrushchev. At the meeting, Khrushchev criticized the United States and walked out. The U-2 incident hurt Eisenhower's ability to deal with the Soviets. Question 3. In what two ways was the Cold War fought in the skies?